You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
You're listening to Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. Is Six Flags St. Louis about to become Enchanted Park St. Louis? To help us track down the mystery behind those viral trademark filings, KMOX's Michael Calhoun called up the man dubbed the Professor Roller Coaster, a business professor in New York State, Martin Lewison.
Well, Six Flags has been projecting a desire to spin off parks for some time. They haven't been shy about saying, we're looking at shedding properties. And obviously some properties are, you know, sort of desirable properties where they're, you know, they have higher return on investment than other properties. So my guess would be that some sort of sale is in the making. I don't know that for a fact though.
And taking a look at the list of filings with the trademark office, you've got, you know, for instance, Great Escape Lodge, which is the water park, but not Great Escape generally. You've got Oceans of Fun that's listed, but not Worlds of Fun. You've got Galveston, which probably refers to the Schlitterbahn Park that's there. It doesn't, I mean, for instance, why would Oceans of Fun be on there, but not Worlds of Fun? Could this be spinning off the water parks, not seeing that as core? So maybe Hurricane Harbor gets sold, but Six Flags, the theme park, stays with the company?
Yeah, no, that's a great question, and I wish I knew the answer. That is very confusing. Maybe we've only seen a partial, you know, maybe this trademark application, you know, only part of the application has gone through, or maybe not. Maybe there is, the company that is sort of, as far as we can tell, it's the company that's looking, that is making the purchase, or the one that it seems to be, that seems to be making the purchase. It's possible that they just can only grow so fast. There are smaller operators around the country with sort of smaller chains of parks, and it's possible that they can't handle too large of an expansion at once. So maybe they're, you know, dipping their toe in, ha ha ha, so to speak, in the water park industry, if that's where they feel they have more expertise. And it's possible that Six Flags, you know, finds the dry park profitable and the water park less so, and so they want to shed it. It's just not clear at this point, but anything is possible. And like yourself, I mean, I and everyone else have been scratching our heads about, you know, why the water park and not that, or why the hotel and not that. So you're making, those are very good questions.
Yeah, and when it comes to this company, Enchanted Parks Holdings or Innovative Attraction Management, they've just got two properties, a water park only park in New York State, and a park that's basically a bunch of like Caterpillar heavy equipment, things that kids can get into and move dirt. And so do they really have water parks would be one thing to take over a series of those, but to take over, you know, a park with 10 roller coasters in it, like Six Flags St. Louis, just seems like it would be, from a capital perspective alone, being able to keep up with the property. It seems like that would just be way beyond what they have any experience with.
That's true. I think some of the principals involved have other, you know, they have theme park experience. And so they probably know about operations and that kind of thing. But you raise another good question, like where would they be getting all this capital, for one thing? But like I said, there are sort of smaller properties, probably Six Flags St. Louis, you know, might be the gem of the, you know, it might be their new flagship park for their new chain, for all we know.
Could anybody else take a look at the St. Louis park? You've got Silver Dollar City's owner, Hershend Entertainment, also the Busch Family Connection in St. Louis, a Busch Gardens, perhaps, United Parks, which also owns SeaWorld. Who else could take a look at this?
There are some sort of smaller operators around the country who occasionally make a play for one park or another. Hershend Family Entertainment, which is very well known for managing Silver Dollar City in Branson, Missouri, and Dollywood, probably even more famously, in eastern Tennessee. And for a long time, they've only had two or three parks and a few other sort of tourist operation things, like they own the Harlem Globetrotters, stuff like that. And they've recently expanded, like tripled in size, because they bought, there's a Spanish company called Parques Reunidos, and they just sold all of their U.S. properties to Hershend Family Entertainment, including some well-known amusement parks like, you know, Kennywood in Pittsburgh or Lake Compounds in Connecticut. And so they've grown enormously quickly. So there, you know, there's money to be made in this industry. The leisure industry has been growing for, you know, a couple of decades, with the exception of COVID. And there are, I don't know, there's something like 5 or 10,000 amusement properties in North America, you know, if you include all the family entertainment centers. So it's seen as a growth industry. And I can see certain investors saying, hey, if there's an opportunity, then, you know, let's take advantage of it, especially if sometimes, you know, maybe those parks don't belong in the Six Flags chain. Maybe Six Flags isn't the best owner to get the highest return on investment from some of these properties. And maybe it makes sense for another owner to own those properties.
Six Flags St. Louis is one of the three original parks in the chain. Is that shocking, or is that just a state of where St. Louis is?
I predicted that they were safe for a while, but the truth is, this is better news than hearing that someone is going to tear down the park, Six Flags is going to remove all the rides, and they're going to build condominiums or something like that. I sort of thought Six Flags was St. Louis was safe because it's kind of removed from the city, and I don't know that property has any obvious alternative use. So I guess it's better news that there's going to be a new owner rather than the park is going to be, you know, torn down. Okay. So it is sad, and it's a, you know, it's a sad sort of ending for one of the original three Six Flags parks. But hey, if there's a theme park there, there's a theme park there.
Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for reaching out.
That is KMOX's Michael Calhoun with Professor Roller Coaster Martin Lewison of New York State.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.